I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, our global hits on the way. First, though, our geo-quiz today, we asked you to name an official residence of the British royal family. It's the oldest continuously inhabited castle in the world. The answer is Windsor Castle in Windsor, England, where the Queen weekends. Now, Windsor, England is also the setting for Shakespeare's comedy The Merry Wives of Windsor. The play isn't as old as Windsor Castle. It only dates back about 400 years. But it's getting a new spin on the London stage as a tale of life in modern-day Zimbabwe. The world's Laura Lynch caught a rehearsal and sent this report.
Can I have Chamiso and Diana? You'll be sitting back there. Yes, you'll still be sitting back there. Can we have some very ludicrous laughing? Just to help us bleed one scene into the other. Yes.
Director Sarah Norman is putting her troupe through its paces. The premiere is tomorrow night. Time is running short for last-minute changes. This restaging is all Norman's idea. She's Zimbabwean herself, and she thought Shakespeare's tale of revenge, social class, and wealth would translate to a rural African setting.
The reason I thought it would work well in Zimbabwe is that it's one of the very few of Shakespeare's plays that deals with sort of everyday things like, you know, the characters are called Frank Ford and Alice Shortcake and Meg Page and that, and they talk about beer and laundry and very prosaic everyday things. And it's set in rural England that existed 400 years ago when people did wash their clothes in the rivers, just like they still do in sort of small-town Zimbabwe, you know, and where big fat men do come from down from the city and think they can lord it over the rural people. I mean, that happened 400 years ago in England, and it still absolutely happens in Zimbabwe.
How might we disguise him?
Alas, I know not. There's no woman's gown big enough for him.
Yes, can we really?
The big fat man in this case is Falstaff, come to the countryside to con women out of their money. But the joke is on him, as he's revealed as a fool. In this Zimbabwean version, he's called Comrade Falstaff, a nod to the titles bestowed on members of Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF party. Actress Chamiso Mushenbi says the lack of subtlety makes her feel right at home.
There's a certain flamboyance about Zimbabwean performers, so I think that it really lends itself well, especially for the comedy factor, because you can go all out, whereas sometimes in traditional Western performances it's very internal and very serious and, you know, about the prose and things like that. There is that freedom to just be as loud and as big as you want to be because, you know, there aren't the same rules applying anymore, so it's fun.
The play is a farce, spoofing class prejudices and male dominance. The youngest actor in the group, Kudzunai Chiwawa, believes the play also touches on another significant aspect of African Zimbabwean culture, the sense of community, a collective spirit that permeates just about everything.
And everyone expects to be in the know. You know, it's not one of those sort of, yeah, am I in your space kind of things. It's very much sort of, I want to know, I deserve to know. And I think the actual text of The Merry Wives of Windsor, even though we've changed it a little bit, is so much about that. So I think that's one thing people will see and go, yes, that is very, very Zimbabwean.
The actors were all born in Zimbabwe but no longer live there. Still, they're all tuned into what's going on back home. Chiwawa went back just last year. She'd seen homeless people on the streets of Harare before, but she says this was so different.
And, you know, back then we used to think, yeah, okay, this is a lot. I went back this time and I thought, my God, the entire country is on the streets. Who's in the houses? And that was really, really, really heartbreaking.
Am I Farai, the honest woman, the modest wife, the virtuous creature that has the jealous fool for her husband? I suspect with
In the midst of all the violence, disease, hunger and instability back home, the players and their directors see good reason to turn to laughter. Director Sarah Norman knows it's just one small production, but it's a production with a message.
This show is a dream of the Zimbabwe that was and a hope for the Zimbabwe that is coming. Do you know? So I hope it's a reminder of what is joyful about the Zimbabwean experience.
Norman is hoping to bring that experience to an even wider audience if the play wins rave reviews when it opens. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.